Canada, sitting down with Jesse Reyes. It is such a pleasure to have you here. How are you doing?
Good. It's a great day.
Congratulations on the release. You did it again, another fire album. Jesse is out now, and there's so much about this album that I want to talk to, but I'll just start with 11 songs on the album. What is the significance with the number 11?
I've gotten more into numerology, and I found out that I'm an 11, and it's kind of like feng shui for life and just leaning into patterns. I found that it's helped me a little bit as I move through this life, and I just leaned into it. And I also really like the idea of having a concise piece of work, you know, no room for filler. It's a bigger risk too, because then you don't have any wiggle room for mistakes, but I'm happy I did it, because I just feel like it was a statement, you know, like a period. 11 made it so that it's just a statement and a period, and you know, there's no comma, there's no dot dot dot, none of that shit. It just is what it is. So that's why 11.
So do you see 11-11 all the time?
I do, but I see 11-11 all the time. But I also know how intense the power of suggestion is. So I take it with a grain of salt as well every time that I'm seeing it. Yo, there's a meme. There's one of those like, you know, like, don't be his, he has enough peace. Like, don't be his peace, like ruin his life. Like the toxica kind of memes, and there's toxic dude memes. And there's like one that's like a guy telling another guy, he's like, yo, don't be her peace, like message her at 11-11 so she thinks that you guys are meant to be. And I was like, no, I'm telling her secrets.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I know, like, the thought process that goes into your album, whether it's connecting with the fans or, you know, your team. And the last time we caught up, you were telling me how before Love Came to Kill Us, you were hesitant about putting it out because we were in a pandemic and the tone of the album, but you leaned on the fans who said, Jesse, put it out. We want the album. Similarly with Emotional Detachment, gave it to TikTok and the fans said, we want this on the album. I'm curious how you balance what can be like the noise of social media, but also using it as a tool to just really connect with your fans in such a special way, like a special level like that.
It's like, it's definitely, you said it, like it's a balancing act, because as much love as there can be on the internet, there can also be an equal amount of hate. And I've gotten this like piece of advice from my dad a long time ago, but I've been applying it a lot more lately. But he's like, you can't let the highs get you too high or the lows get you too low. If you can find that emotional equilibrium, life will be a lot easier. So I've learned to just take everything, I said it earlier too, with a grain of salt, you know, just kind of go with intuition for what feels good and what doesn't also. And pay homage to the fact that the whole reason I got momentum in the first place was because of the internet, you know, was because people were like messing with my covers and sharing it with their friends. So I'm not the type to be like, no, social media, that, because it's helped me a lot. But I'm also cognizant of the fact that it can get dark. So I just, you know, take it, like dip my toes in every now and then. And I really like that it felt like something that was collaborative, you know, because it was everybody being like, if this isn't on the album, we're going to raise hell. And I was like, sweet, cool. And then when it came time for the front half of Emotional Detachment to be on the album, I was like, it's missing roots. It's missing getting grounded. It sounds too dismal, and it's also not where my head's at. And I remembered that TikTok video, and I was like, yo, if I do this. And then my girl Heather came and slayed at the end of it with her legs, and it's Tim Subi in the beginning, and then it's me in the middle. So it's very collaborative. Outside of just the internet, it was also like me working with really dope creatives.
So many stars aligning there too. Mm-hmm. Now, can we talk about the emotional roller coaster that is Mutual Friend? Because that is such raw honesty. It's such a hair-raising song. And then I don't know if it was you or someone in the room that said, let's make it sound like a song that you sing at midnight mass and edit in a choir. And I've just never heard such an anthemic song like that with those kinds of lyrics, like the juxtaposition there. I'm wondering if you can speak to the creation of that song.
I was at the studio with Ry Keys, who's an amazing producer, and it was a busy day. Like it was one of like two a days, like two sessions a day. And we had already been together for a few hours, and I had to leave in like 20 minutes. And he was like, damn it, I wanted to show you something. And I was like, dude, you can't say that and not show me now. Like, show me. And he showed me. And it just, I had just come off of this, not argument, but a discussion with a friend of mine who's also a mutual friend, and the emotions were still very raw and present. So when I heard those chords, it just kind of triggered me, and then I started flowing. And Rye was like, yo, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, because like I had to be at this next spot. And it sounds like a flex, and it is, because I'm proud of it, but I'm also fortunate that the energies in the room and God and spirit and creativity allowed for it. But we got two full takes in that day. And then after, I came back like days after to like, you know, edit things and then try to do the full take again. But it was crazy because we ended up just like 99% of the song is from those first two takes that were within that 20 minute time frame.
Wow.
That's how potent it was. But that's also how reactionary the response was, which I don't think it's the healthiest song. There's some toxicity in that song. So now in retrospect, I don't suggest people sleeping with hate in their heart. But it definitely served its purpose for the time being.
Well, right. It almost articulates what someone might be feeling in that moment. So at the time, maybe it was cathartic. Maybe it's healing for whoever is listening because of that. And from my understanding, the video was also quite a wild day. Was there was a windstorm happening? What was going on there?
Yeah, we had to hold down the tents outside. It was wild. It was very reflective of the song. It was kind of poetic. But nobody died. So it was a great day.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
So the curtains that we see like blowing in the wind in the video, is that real or the Beyonce fans?
It's a little bit of both. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, someone you worked with, not for Yessi, but for their album, Sam Smith. Yes. Can we talk about Sam Smith saying that you lured their sexiness out of them? What a compliment. Yeah, what was that experience like?
So fun. Man, I love Sam. They're great. Where did we make that? We were in Jamaica. They brought me to Jamaica for the first time. It was just the best. Like, we just had a vibe. It was fun, you know? They really covered it in the interview when they said, fun. It was fun. And apart from that, I'm like a nature sucker. And you know what's funny is I'm not a morning person, but because we were working all day, I was like, listen, if all I got is those wee hours in the morning to go see some puffer fish and some stingrays, that's what I'm going to do. And it was just really, the little rhythm I got for those few days was wonderful because I'd wake up early, take the paddleboard out, go find peace with God and nature, and then head in the studio and have a great time.
How does the day get better than that?
It doesn't, dude. It was so nice.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
I've heard you talk so much about, you know, the work that you've been doing on yourself and, you know, your mental headspace and the work that you've put in. And you said you're going on tour with a new vision. So as you right now are preparing for this next tour, what is that going to look like? How are you doing it differently?
I'm just being more healthy in general, healthy mentally and healthy physically, more discipline and more presence by default. So by default, more love. I love the fact that I learned that no is a full sentence. I've just applied it to a lot of areas in my life, and it's nice, you know? You could just a hard no, and a hard no with a smile can go a long way. And that's really helped me, like, work out the days and work out the scheduling and make sure I'm working hard, but making sure I'm not, like, running myself to the ground and looking out and advocating for myself and my mental health and my physical health and, like, off days that are necessary and being cognizant of not losing my voice and eating right and just things that I wasn't really thinking of before because I was just moving so fast. Like, life was so accelerated that I didn't even have time to stop and take inventory of my soul or my heart, you know? So it's just different this time around. I feel like Bradley Cooper in Limitless. That's how I feel.
Don't you feel like after, I mean, not that I would ever wish the pandemic again, but it did give us the time to sit down and go, whoa, we were doing a lot. And now, like, you got to respect that time. So the album, Yessi, when it was released, you had this, while we're talking about all this positive good stuff, you had the album release party. But to get into the party was something I've never heard of before. And I think that everyone should adopt moving forward. Can you talk about the incorporating positive affirmations into the Yessi album release party?
Yes. Oh, I'm so happy that came out the way it did. Because it could have gone left and it didn't. But there was a hallway, like it was a speakeasy, and you'd walk into this hallway. And there's just affirmations of the wall, like, I am peace, I am light, soy amor. And massive, like, pieces of paper with, like, the one phrase. And then the deeper you go in, you start hearing this, like, cacophony of a loop of me saying the affirmations. And then when you got deeper into the venue, there's this bedroom and this wonderful actress that's sitting on the bed that's like, welcome to Yessi's outside, because I'm never outside. But they're like, Yessi's outside, and in order to get in, you have to say one affirmation, and whoever holds the Jameson bottle gets the floor, and then we all repeat it as a community. Put your f***ing phones away, because we had to be present, which I loved. And yeah, so you pass an empty Jameson bottle to somebody, and they'd be like, I am light. And then whoever you came with would be like, I am light. light. And like, okay, that's their entry. And then the next person would, you know, it was just lovely. And the whole experience inside was, my team really went off because I was really focused on release and the music and everything. And this, like, it wasn't even secondary. It was like tertiary. So I was really leaning on everybody to like see everything through. We had a wonderful artist who doubles as a nurse. So like a real life superhero, but this beautiful, like, I wish I knew her name. There was a really dope artist that was painting this mural of the cover of the album, and basically started when the party started and finished when the party was over. And my guy Philip, who's also my photographer and this like NFT psycho, he had these like sick visuals up on two twin TVs, and also little clips of special movies to me, like the moment in Interstellar when he realizes that time isn't linear, and the moment in Pulp Fiction when dude is reading the Bible line to the guy before he kills him, which I think is so poetic. There was just moments that there was Popeyes and biscuits. Like, that was the food. Dude, I'm just really, really happy at how it came out, especially because I was so nervous in general about the album, and then the social anxiety about a party. There was just, it could have gone left and it didn't. It just went right. So
I feel like being present is key. That's the word you need right there.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Emily Lewis, lit ass artist and a nurse. If you guys want to go support her, it's EMI319. Shout out Emily, you killed it. Thank you. She's great. She's so talented, and it's just, you know, it's great that people love artists. I'm very lucky that people, like, you know, give a shit to celebrate and share music. But like, she's like a real life hero and is like so talented. I was just floored. I was like, thank you. She's like, I gotta be up at 6 for my shift. I was like, bitch. You're killing it.
I feel like the next day at work, though, you'll sacrifice another cup of coffee for a night like that. That's pretty special. Yeah. Jessie Reyes, congratulations on the new album. Yessie is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the work you've done on your mental health and the time you've taken for your headspace. And best of luck on tour.
Thank you.